This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close-Up is John Renfro. Mr. Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. When the new Board of Commissioners took office, they were told by the county's auditing firm they were looking at a shortfall of almost $1 million. Chairman Renfro was with us to talk about that subject and other county news. Mr. Chairman?
Actually, this shortfall has taken up most of the time of our first 6 weeks in office, and we have identified areas where we can cut our budget and some areas where we can defer payments, and we pretty much have no choice. We have to get this shortfall eliminated by the 1st of June. We've taken some action already. Four positions have been eliminated that will save some personnel costs. We have personally taken care of supply items, capital outlay items, gas, oil, tires, all travel. Anything that's spent out of those line items must be approved by the Board of Commissioners. And we have, so far, we feel like that spending in all those areas have been greatly cut. We expect to save about $119,550 on these areas alone, in the areas of personnel and related costs there. As most of you know, the cost of building the new jail has ended up being about $400,000 over budget. Some of that money has had to be paid out of our general accounts. We have voted, I guess, a month ago to go ahead and refinance that loan so that we can cover the full cost of the jail. This would free up around $300,000, we think, to go toward the shortfall. Other areas, we recently have found that we will not be required to pay the match on the East Yancey Water Sewer Extension Project until next fiscal year. This will save us about $170,000 in this fiscal year. In addition to the budget cuts that I have mentioned, we're looking at possible sources of revenue. The main one is the OMC sale. This had previously been optioned to be sold at $1.3 million. We have decided to put it up for public auction in a sealed bid process. There have been a number of people who have come by to pick up bid package. We think we have a lot of interest in this. We think we can sell this building for significantly more than the $1.3 million. Any money above that could be applied to this deficit as well. Another thing we have looked at, we have surplus property in the old Yancey Medical Building on Pensacola Road. A couple of folks are interested in buying that. At last Wednesday's meeting, we declared that property surplus, and that will be sold on a sealed bid process. We hope that we can use the money from the sale of this building not so much to cover the deficits in this year, but use that money to rebuild our fund balance. In other words, that money would be in our accounts, but it would not be spent, and we could use it for future projects, future budgets, future things. The state does require that we not only get back to even with our budget here, but we have to have an 8% fund balance. This would help go toward building that 8%.
Now, as far as the 8% is concerned, your auditing firm told you at one of the recent meetings that without doing these corrective measures, the county could be broke, I guess, by March?
Yeah, by the end of March, unless these things are done, we will be. We will run out of money. That's why we placed the sale of the OMC building as such a top priority, and we have a certain sense of urgency in doing that because that would bring some cash infusion fairly quickly. We would hope to close on that in March or early April, and that coupled with the budget cut should hopefully get us through the year.
Mr. Chairman, I understand you have some good news about Tow River Health District septic fees.
The board did meet last Thursday. The board changed the rate from 60 cents per square foot for permits to 30 cents per square foot. In other words, permits will cost half as much as they did prior to this action. Improvement permits were previously $750. Those permits have been cut to $480. These cuts will take place once all three county boards of commissioners approve them. We hope to have a special meeting this week, in fact, and go ahead and approve them. Hopefully these fees will come down dramatically in the very near future.
What about the fees that have already been paid by some folks? Will they get that back at all?
There will be a process where folks may be due for a refund. At the time when all this is done, we will advertise in the newspaper for 30 days to let people know that they may be due a refund, and then they would need to call the Tow River Health District and ask for the refund in writing. Our attorney is currently drawing up the exact process by which that would be done, but it would involve of a request in writing to receive a refund.
Mr. Chairman, I understand there are grant possibilities. Tell us about that.
We're going to aggressively pursue grant funding to pursue some of the projects that have been started, such as the Recreation Project and a Senior Citizen Center project. We believe there's grant money specifically for recreation. We need to match the $182,500 part of grant that was received last year, and that can be matched with grant funding. So we intend to aggressively pursue funding for that so that we can get this property bought and get on with that project.
Chairman, I invite you to come back as often as you would like to talk with us and share these things with the community.
Okay, thank you very much.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.